Good day, everybody. Welcome to the latest Cyclone Fanatic podcast. This one, of course, brought to you by our good friends at the Iowa Clinic Men's Center, iamenscenter.com. A lot of crazy stuff going on around Iowa State Athletics, of course. It's been a weird 3 days. Tommy Birch, Des Moines Register, Iowa State football beat writer. What's up?
Hello. How are you?
I'm all right. We're recording this on Monday evening.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we should be having a beer while recording this.
Yeah, I mean, I've got my Venom.
That sounds horrible for you. I do not feel like my friend Doc Nicholson at the Iowa Clinic Men's Center would recommend you drink that.
I've got to be just on his list because I'm drinking Venoms. I'm disobeying your pleas to.
Why won't you be a man and go to the doctor?
I tell you what, I swear on the Fanatics that I will go during Iowa State's bye week.
Okay.
I swear on the life of who's the guy I texted you the other night. His name's Matt, I think Matt at Cy or something.
Oh,
like
the
that.
Guy who's upset with you on the podcast.
Yes, he wants Ben Bruns or Sage, which, hey, you know, those are two very intelligent guys. I like them. But I'm gonna be honest, I don't think they bring the same intangibles.
You sent me this message. It doesn't have his name on it, but I'm going to read it. Okay.
Yeah.
This is a critique of Tommy Birch on the podcast.
I think I sent the picture with his.
No disrespect to Tommy. He seems like a nice guy and all. But any chance we could get Ben Bruns or Jeff Woody back on the podcast? I assume you guys have an agreement with the Register, but there are a lot of knowledgeable guys out there I'd love to see on these podcasts. My favorite podcasts have been with Woody, Trey Scott, and Sage. Love guys that have another level of knowledge. That was the critique of you, Tom.
Shazam.
He
basically
called
me a dumbass.
To answer the critique, Jeff Woody's on every Thursday night.
Okay.
So if you download our podcast on Thursday nights or on Fridays, you'll always hear Jeff Woody's. Trey Scott covers Texas.
Yeah.
So I'll have Trey on here in a couple of weeks.
Oh, I see what we're doing. We are trying to inch me.
No, I'm not. I keep bringing you on, and I've never once thought elsewhere about it. And then Ben Bruns, see, this is the problem. And this is a problem we have with the podcast. You and I both do this for a living.
Yes.
So it's very easy for you and I to sit together, hey, let's do a podcast at 5 o'clock on Monday night or at 8 sure. o'clock in the morning. Guys like Bruns, Bloom, those guys, they all have full-time jobs.
Yeah.
Other than covering Iowa State athletics. I like the Williams-Birch thing we got going on here on Monday nights.
Both those guys are like supermen. You know, they've got their...
We can only aspire to be like Ben Bruns someday.
Yeah, and Bloom. You know, they have their 9-to-5 jobs. They come out of the office, just tear off their suits, and go into coverage mode.
Bloom does that on Thursday nights. He comes straight from work to the radio program, and he's already dressed up in like khakis, and he's got a button-up on. I usually have my hack blogger gear, my John Cena t-shirt, and I'm ready to go. No, we appreciate all feedback, even feedback that bashes Tommy. Does that hurt
no,
your feelings when you read that? Does it tweak you a little bit?
Not too much, you know.
I like having you here if it makes you feel any better.
I really like the guy who the first podcast, and, you know, because I give it a little, I scope it out. I want to see.
You want to do well for these people.
Yeah, I'm catering to their needs.
You want them to read your work at the Des Moines Register.
I do. I need the clicks, and let's be honest.
You're not above clamoring for them either.
No, I'm begging for it. The first guy that commented gave me the Chuck Norris thumbs up.
Yeah.
So after that, I was like, oh, my gosh, it's smooth sailing. And then, you know, I kind of got a little negative. I think I got called creepy once for maybe something about, you know, like a hot
Tommy,
stepsister.
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
You are a little creepy.
Oh, I okay, recognize
I want to make sure that we're all on the same page here.
As long as my wife doesn't recognize that, I'm fine.
No, I'm pretty sure she has.
She hasn't listened to the podcast,
No, but
though.
I've been around your wife, and she's beautiful.
Yeah.
And
she has her moments.
And she's a very normal person. Like, she has to sense a level of creepiness.
Yeah. And that's I came out to your Fanatic party for football.
I was smitten by your wife, Tommy. I can kind of say.
That's why I brought her.
Yeah.
I figured that at least earns me a little cachet with the fans. You know, they're kind of like,
yeah, look at
what
this guy.
Is
Ooh.
This attractive big-chested woman doing with Birch.
You just referenced your wife's breasts on the podcast.
Can I do that?
Yeah, I don't care. Talk about whatever you want. All right.
That's what we will put in the Des Moines Register plug, you know.
Yeah, the one in the paper.
What we talked about, we will say they talked about Jamie Pollard's fine, Big 12 football, and Tommy Birch's
wife's breasts.
Yes.
And I guarantee it would be the most listened to podcast in history. Our fanatics love that kind of thing. All right. Let's move on to Jamie Pollard's shall we? You were there.
Uh-huh.
So did you have any idea Jamie Pollard was going to come and drop this bomb on Saturday afternoon?
No. You know, what's interesting to me is when he first walked into the room and went to the podium, I actually, my honest-to-God first impression was I thought they were going to kick Ben Loth off the football team.
Come on, really?
I really did. I don't know why. I thought that because
we need to get to that in a minute because I have a very strong opinion on the whole Ben Loth thing.
Here's the thing.
Okay.
Jamie knew we had already kind of inquired that we wanted to talk to him about that tweet.
You wanted to talk to Ben Loth or Jamie?
Jamie. I mean, we'll talk to Ben too.
This is good because we're going to, like, I think for the first time on this podcast, really disagree about something. This is great. Keep going. Disagreement is good.
So he knew that's what we wanted to talk about, and I think for me, I kind of thought that that's what was going to happen because, let's be honest, Ben's career at Iowa State is done. He'll never play a game again. You can't run him. You can't bench him. Literally, the only thing you could possibly do of – I mean, maybe you
pull
could
a scholarship.
Yeah, I don't know. I was just that's really the first thing that came into my mind, and that he was going to say, "Look, we cannot have student athletes tweeting this type of thing, and we're going to make a statement." And little did I know, he was going to agree with Ben.
Ben Loth has 177 followers on Twitter, by the way.
I thought it was a great tweet. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. That was just my gut. That's what I thought he was going to do. I had absolutely no idea Jamie was going to take that route.
2 hours ago, Ben Loth tweeted this. Now I
screw
expect,
Tommy Birch.
I expect the same amount of coverage from all of you guys about this. All right?
Yes.
I fully expect this to be on DesMoinesRegister.com.
Okay.
I apologize to the Big 12 for making comments about league officials on Saturday. It was in the heat of the moment, and I am sorry.
Oh, wow.
So that needs to be on Des Moines. If you're going to come at the kid for criticizing, we need to give him the apology.
Well, I'm actually, you know, you can confirm this. I'm on my phone right now. I'm looking up his Twitter. Oh,
just
there
look
it is.
At me. I just retweeted it. You can go ahead. Now, this would be my question. So you...
I retweeted it too.
This is good that we're going to disagree on this because I have an insanely strong. Why was Ben Loth tweeting such a big story?
I don't think it was a huge story, but I do think it was a story.
I saw it and I'm like, oh, that's funny.
Yeah,
the kid's career is over and he's sitting at home on his couch, probably drinking a beer, watching the game. Like, what do I care?
He is still a member of the football team, which is a part of the Big 12, and you are implying that there is some. Kind of that there is a conspiracy.
He tweeted
against
at the fake Big 12 refs account.
Let's be honest.
I tweet at those guys all the time. It doesn't mean I'm implying. Come on.
Institutional conspiracy.
Yes. Come on.
But you do not work for the university. You're not part of it.
Correct. But it's Ben Loth.
Yeah. No.
He's a reserve center who's not even on the team. Maybe he is on the team. Is he?
I think he probably still attends practice. If anything, he's probably getting his medical stuff paid for him because he's on scholarship.
Yeah, and once you play that first game, you're on scholarship the rest of the year.
Yeah.
Which we learned with the Jacob Gannon thing when we were all trying to dig around that. Because once he quit after that first game, his scholarship was due for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
Now, granted, he ended up coming back, so it's a non-story.
Look, I have absolutely no issue with what he tweeted. If it wasn't a joking fashion or if he totally – believe that. I'm just saying, once you tweet that, you're part of the public eye. Everybody's talking about it. I mean, that caught your attention, did it not?
Well,
entertained you?
Just because I was watching Bobby Wajess and Ben Bruns argue about it.
Yeah, I was sitting next to Bobby while that was all going on.
When I read it, like, I thought, oh, He's a college kid who's probably having a beer watching the game.
Yeah.
He's, like, I get that he's part of the team, but he's so irrelevant at this point.
Exactly.
Like, so here's my question, though. You guys requested Pollard to talk about Ben Loth?
Well, I mean, I think that was part of the
I don't
issue.
Want you to think I'm, like, interrogating here. But this is how we think so differently, because I think, like, it's 2014. Like, my dad is on Twitter somehow.
Yeah.
Like, of course, Ben Loth, who is it? Now, if a kid is tweeting from the sidelines or something, I think it's a totally different story.
Sure. Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe we just view it differently. I just don't think it's a big deal.
I don't think it's a big deal, but it's something that needs to at least be addressed.
Well, I think we need to address Ben Loth's classy apology on Twitter.
I think that
needs equal coverage.
And I like Ben, too. He's a swell guy. I hope he's listening, Ben.
Don't feel like I'm attacking you. Yeah. I don't want you to. But I was seriously, and I didn't want to get mucked up with you guys, but I was going to come at LeJess, too, because he was the one being really edging
yeah.
towards it, and whatever, like Bobby's opinion, he's fine to have. I don't even think it was opinion. Bobby was just, and Bruns got involved.
Yeah.
Once Brunsy got involved, I'm watching him go back. I'm like, I really want to get in the middle of that, but
yeah.
I held off and I stayed away from it.
Yeah, I mean, in the end, if a large group of people are talking about it, it would be irresponsible. For us, as I think reporters, to at least not report on it.
I get it. Get off
my back.
Tommy,
God, I
get it. You guys are doing your jobs. I quit. I get it. I just don't think it was a big deal. That's my point. You guys would not have been doing your job if you didn't report on it. I think asking Pollard about it was a little bit ridiculous, but that's fine.
I think there were definitely other things we wanted to talk about, too.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously
the referee, and you were going to ask him about that, and you didn't have to because he did it for you.
Little did we know, I almost think Jamie probably wanted to come to us. Like, oh.
Did you think that he was – I mean, you thought maybe he was going to kick Loth off the team, but he ended up going to bat for the kid, too.
Yeah.
And not only did he acknowledge it, he applauded him for it, essentially.
You know, hey, I like that. You know, and we had talked about this earlier. It's like, how many times in the media are we like, God, this is just the same crap we're always hearing. Like, got to take it one game at a time. Got to play 110%.
Yeah.
We're trying, yada-da-da-da. Jamie came out and said, look, I think this is BS. Why are we on the short end of all these calls?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not happy about it. And he took a bullet for Paul Rhodes because, you know, God knows if Jamie doesn't say it, Paul Rhodes is. Who knows what happens? Paul's probably getting fined, probably going to get another public reprimand, probably getting the fine because of what he did last season after the Texas game. And who knows? You're looking maybe, and maybe this is you know, a little too far-fetched, but, you know, there's always that possibility for suspension, too, because if anything, Paul has kind of put himself on the Big 12 radar, whether it's questioning officials after the game or kind of his behavior during the game.
Oh, man. What a day. It would have been much more effective had they not lost by 17.
I know, and you know what? We can talk about the question we'll call all you want. And I'm sure we will. But my thing is that play, it should have never happened.
You're right. And here's the deal, though. I don't think any Iowa State fan would – I don't think one of them would argue that.
Sure.
It shouldn't have ever been that situation. What I think Iowa State fans are irate about, and I think they have all the right in the world to be irate about, is that play, Tommy, was called – he was down on the field.
Yeah.
And they – because think back to the Texas game last year. On the field, it wasn't a fumble.
Yeah.
They review it. It looks like a fumble. I mean, I think from about every angle, but the whole indisputable evidence thing, right?
Yeah.
On Saturday, I mean, even Mike Piera, who goes, that might have been a touchdown, but that's not indisputable evidence.
Exactly.
And everything I've seen. So not only – so they got the call – on the field in Iowa State's favor, and they reversed it anyway.
Yeah.
And that's what they're pissed off about.
Exactly.
This is not a deal where Iowa State fans or Jamie Pollard or anybody is saying that call lost us the game. I don't buy that, and I don't buy that there's really a conspiracy theory to hold the Iowa State Cyclone faithful down. I don't buy that. But when you get – I'm trying to think of a way and not swear because we do have sponsors, the good – people at the Iowa Clinic Men's Center.
Do you not have the beep button?
We probably could, but I don't want to go that route.
We could have some fun.
When you get the, as Jamie put it, the short end of the stick,
yes.
I believe is what he used, just time after time again. Like, I think at the end of the day, they finally just said enough is enough. He was pissed off, and I get it. I totally get why Iowa State fans feel that way, though, because when you do factor in the last, like, 3 years, it's a group that's kind of riled up right now. And
yeah.
I don't blame them. If that call is made on the field that it's a touchdown, I don't think anybody's upset.
Yeah.
I don't think Pollard talks to the media. I don't think anything. It's the fact that they reversed it.
Yeah.
When what I would say like 90% of people I've talked to, including most Hawk trolls on Twitter, didn't think that was conclusive. Now, do they have something else? If so, fine, but we need to hear about it. We need to see that.
Yeah, we need to see that. And it's like I told you, I don't even know how many times I've watched the replay or seen photos. Sometimes I think he's in. Sometimes I think he's not.
Yeah, I don't know if he was in or not.
Just because of that, there is no you cannot tell me one way or another that he is absolutely in. Which I gotta say, you gotta go by the call on the field. It's like you said last year at Texas. If that had been ruled a fumble on the field, they go back and look at it. There's probably no way that they say that is not a fumble.
Correct.
There's no indisputable evidence.
That's the whole point.
Yeah.
It's what they called on the field. That's the entire point of this entire conversation.
And it sounds like, I don't know if it's 100% sure, it sounds like they at least have some different camera angles, and that's why I want to know. I want to see the smoking gun. You know, I want to see Oswald holding the rifle out of the 6-4 of the book depository.
Oh, man, you're going to start talking Kennedy, huh? For those of you who don't know, Tommy and I are both passionate John F. Kennedy We're not. Are you a conspiracy theorist?
I am. I'm
not.
I've been to Dallas. Like, I've flown through it. I've flown over it. And, like, I'm serious when I say the 6-4 Daily Plaza, that's a bucket list thing.
So,
I've been to the Baseball Hall of Fame. I've done cool stuff.
How have you never covered the Big 12 Media Days in Dallas?
I don't.
The Cubs?
Yeah, I think that's the main one of them.
That's every time I go down there, me and your buddy Randy Pete, we go down. There's a nice little barbecue joint down there, and then we walk over and we scope out the Kennedy scene.
I saw, I told you this the other day. I saw your grassy knoll selfie.
Kind of.
I mean,
speaking of creepy,
yeah. How am I the creepy guy?
Yeah, exactly.
That's a bucket list place. You know, when we're flying, we flew in and out of Dallas on our way to Oklahoma City and back. If we would have had more than an hour in that layover, I would have taken a taxi cab.
Oh, next year we'll do it next
every,
August. Right?
Yeah, every time we fly over.
I went by myself in August. I had just got done reading Killing Kennedy on the plane there. So I was like really into this. So I landed, and PDD and I were going to meet up here in a little bit with Bobby and some of the other guys who cover Iowa State. I believe Trey Scott, who the guy wrote about. Clone fans love Trey Scott.
Yeah, let's quit talking about Trey.
We love Trey, too. So I went down by myself because I wanted to go for a jog anyways and get a little workout in. And I got there, and there was it was at the time where Israel and Gaza were really going nuts.
Oh, boy.
And there was like a Palestinian rally, like an anti-Israel rally going on at the Kennedy assassination place.
That doesn't sound safe.
It was awful.
Yeah.
Not that I have anything. I don't want to get political here, but it was.
It seems
inappropriate. It kind of pissed me off, though.
Yeah.
Like, why are you doing that there?
How pissed off do you think Levi Peters would be?
Yeah, it pissed me off, though. I mean, a fallen president, and that's where you're going to have an anti-Israel rally, it really made me mad.
That's BS.
Yeah.
Anyways. One of the things I wanted to tell you, too, every time we fly over when we're on the airplane, we're getting ready to land.
Check it
I'm
out.
I'm always searching for my seat. Like, is that it?
It's not that far of a
I'm
drive.
Looking,
why don't
I'm
you
almost,
Laura just go down there?
I've tried getting her, but, you know, that might be the one time she called me creepy.
Guess what?
What?
It's flu season.
Yeah.
It's coming around the corner.
I do feel a sniffle coming on, so.
The Iowa Clinic Men's Center can get you your flu shot.
Those guys.
This is important. So my point is, Tommy, when you go into your be a man, go to the doctor physical here in a couple weeks when I was dead, you can get your flu shot at the same time.
Yeah.
IAMNCenter.com is where you can make your appointment. They've got that FAQ page. It's awesome. So, Tommy, I'm going to give you 8 metro locations: Altoona, Ankeny, Des Moines, Indianola, Johnston, Urbandale, Waukee, and West Des Moines. Where are you going to make your appointment?
You said Urbandale, right?
No, but I think you should do Ankeny and go to my guy, Doc Nicholson.
And then go to Lucky Bamboo.
And then I'll
pick
you up and we'll go get some Lucky Bamboo afterwards.
What if they give me bad news? Like, you have 24 well, hours to live.
I'll tell you, the news I got wasn't full of flowers.
In fact, I had to go back
last week.
That's what I'm saying.
I had to
go back to
Doc Nicholson last week.
You're running through the streets of Dallas, and I'm like getting short of breath walking up
to
the
Jacobson
building.
The reason you go at our age is to keep things from creeping up, so it's bad news when you turn 45.
Sure.
That's why you go at our age. IAMNCenter.com. Nothing scary about it. All right. Are you good on Jamie Pollard? Have we done the Jamie Pollard thing? Are we all right there?
I think so.
And I apologize for the Ben Law thing. I realize you were doing your job. I just don't think it's that big of a freaking deal.
Yeah,
that's my deal.
Yeah, I get you.
All right. So Iowa State lost by 17.
Yeah. That is so forgotten.
They played in that first half. That defense was unreal. It was lights out.
It was a combination of they did play great. And
the offense was that bad.
Yeah.
As good as the defense played. This offense, Tommy, week by week, after the Iowa game, well, it's regressed.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. This offense is worse than it was 2 weeks ago.
Who would have thought at the start of the season we'd be saying that the strong suit of this team is the defense? The offense is really struggling.
If you're Wally Burnham, and you've spent the last 5 years doing this exact same thing.
Yeah.
Where your team, your unit is constantly overachieving.
Yeah.
And the other is doing the opposite. I mean, like Wally Burnham and Shane Burnham, who've both been here from day, they've got to be just, and Paul Rhodes even. He's a defensive guy. It's got to be maddening.
Look, it's not going to happen overnight for the Iowa State offense.
No.
I hate saying always things because it sounds like excuses, but let's be honest. It's an entirely new offense. You got a new playbook with a new coordinator, Mark Mangino.
Yeah.
How many your offensive line is banged up? Your wide receiver core has just been shredded.
Correct.
Quinn Buttridge going down.
That's huge.
PJ Harris, he's gone. Brett Metters, a guy who was filling in for guys, is now out. So now you're having to trot out a true freshman out there
who's clearly not ready.
Yeah, and you know, I think we finally started to kind of see maybe the offense break. Frustration really set in because I can think of about 5 or 6 plays where it looked like you could there was no question Sam Richardson's receivers were not on the same page, and that's because it's like you said, they're trying out guys that aren't ready to play, guys that haven't been working with him probably all season. You talk about Wesley. This is a guy who's probably on the scout team all season.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's getting thrown into, he's getting key snaps out there. And part of it wasn't just Wesley. You know, he was dropping passes. But then I couldn't tell if it was Dondre Daley running a bad route or Sam Richardson misreading where you're supposed to go or just what was going on. But there were 2 or 3 times with Daley you could tell him and Richardson were not on the same page.
Did you read Rob Gray's interview with Sage last Friday?
I did, yeah. Yep.
Sage really, really referenced the clear lack of comfortability with Richardson and those receivers.
Which, here's what, sorry to interrupt you.
No, it's okay.
I don't understand why Tavario Montgomery is still not getting more catches because
it sounds like he doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I can put together. He has no clue what he's doing out there.
I don't understand when him and Richardson have so much camaraderie.
Yeah, I know.
They played together in high school. They talked about, it seemed, instinctually kind of had that matchup together. Where it's almost like the other knew what the other guy was going to do. And I thought regardless of even if Montgomery didn't know what he was doing, he'd still kind of be able, he'd have that cohesiveness still together.
Do you remember when Paul Rhodes got mad at me last week when I asked about EJ Bibbs?
Yeah, why'd you have to be a jerk about it?
Do you think that they, do you think Coach listened to me?
I think he did. I think that's exactly. He's sitting there game planning.
Yeah, Williams is right.
So proud of Chris Williams. Yeah, I mean, Bibbs, and
let's give that kid the gosh darn football.
Yeah.
Find a way to do it. I don't care if he's being double covered. Like, he's clearly your best option out there.
That's, to me, that's not even an excuse. You got to put him in motion a little bit. I heard Austin Arnott say, why not, and I think they've done this a little bit, line him up in the backfield, just try to find different ways to get him moving about and get him open. Because if Paul Rhodes has said a couple of times that he thinks Bibbs is the best tight end in the Big 12. If you are the best tight end in the Big 12, it shouldn't matter if you're double coverage. You should be finding ways to get open, and they should be finding ways to get you the ball.
Good stuff. Toledo comes to town. Yeah, you know what?
I'm a little winded.
Well, it's weird talking about football because there's not been much talk about football. It's been about conspiracy theories and
JFK.
Jamie Pollard and all that good stuff. Yeah. No, I guess we can talk about Toledo. They come to town 4-2. Homecoming. Dare I throw out the words must win?
Totally. Yeah.
Must or what? I don't know. But they listen, y'all, you can't lose this game.
Yeah.
You can't lose this game. Can't lose it, Tommy. I don't care how many guys are hurt. No excuses. You beat the MAC team at home.
Yeah. Winning this game isn't as important as not losing it. You lose this game and you're eyeballing a 2-win season with the only other win coming at Kansas. Mm-hmm. Because right now you look at the remainder of the schedule and there are maybe three wins out there that you're like, okay, those are really good opportunities. You're in those games. They're obviously with Iowa State, nothing is a guarantee. But you look at the schedule and you say Toledo, you say Kansas, and maybe Texas. Could be four wins out there. I think they should beat Texas Tech.
They should beat Texas Tech.
And then they could beat Texas.
You could beat West Virginia at home. Crazier things have happened. I don't think they will, but that's not insane.
Yeah. But there are three or four logical wins out there, it is a bad domino effect that will happen if you lose this game.
I think that West Virginia is better.
Yeah.
I want to play this out another month before I...
You're not on the bandwagon.
No, I think they're better. I think they're a nice team.
Yeah.
I think they're a nice team. But I want to play out a couple more weeks before I am, like...
crowning them the Big 12 champion.
I'm sorry that I'm not all in on a Dana Holgorsen coach team yet. We've seen these people, these Mountaineers, flame out before. And I'm not positive we're not going to see it again. They're clearly better, but I need to see more.
Yeah. No,
I need
to
see that more when attrition and some injuries, it happens to every football team. I want to see how they respond.
But look, they've gotten off to a great start.
They have. I'm not denying that.
It's fantastic to watch. And right now, when it comes to them matching up with Iowa State, I don't see any way that Iowa State can right now. And I think,
I don't know how Iowa State scores enough.
Yeah.
In any circumstance, no matter how well the defense plays.
No.
Let's look at the Big 12 schedule. This is the fun part of the year. You were on the road and working, but it was an awesome afternoon of Big 12 football.
I did come back to my hotel and drank by myself at the bar and watched some football.
I thought you and Petey were driving home.
We drove from Stillwater to Oklahoma City.
Oh, and then you flew back.
Correct.
Gotcha. Petey didn't join you at the bar?
He had to work.
He's a columnist now. He's a columnist. That's what they do.
He had to write for Sunday. I had to rest up from my day of travel.
Good for you.
I'm a man.
You're living the dream. The Texas-Oklahoma game, 14.5-point favorite are the Oklahoma Sooners. Yeah, after Saturday, I'd take Oklahoma. I don't know the half, though. Man, the hook right there, the hook always scares me.
Yeah.
But that's I watched Texas just can't score, man.
Yeah,
they just can't do it. They can't score.
They've got such a great defense, though, and but like you said, they cannot score on anybody right now. So I for them, I just don't know if where their next wins are coming from, too. Maybe Iowa State.
Your West Virginia Mountaineers go to Texas Tech.
Texas Tech is a total sinking ship right now.
What did I tell you in August?
I'm
sorry. Telling all of you people this.
I was totally enamored by Cliff Kingsbury.
His eyes got you, didn't they? His eyes.
I love my wife. I love women, but man, he is one good looking dude. And
he has that deep voice.
He does. Ugh. And he was a fun player to watch.
He's a man, and if he lived in Central Iowa, he would go to the Iowa Clinic Men's Center. I guarantee it.
And Court Avenue.
Who do you like there? That's a suspiciously low line. It's a line similar to TCU and Oklahoma last week, where it makes you raise your eyebrows. It really does. I think most people would think West Virginia should be favored by more.
What is the line?
Four.
Four? Are you kidding me? Wow.
See? That's a suspiciously low line that would almost make me take Texas Tech.
West Virginia is just riding high right now. They're clicking on all cylinders right now. So,
You don't need to take spreads. You're a beat writer. You're got to be Mr. Official over here.
Yeah.
We got to ask the athletic director why your backup center that doesn't even play anymore is tweeting about the game.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth. Ben Loth gave you the truth, and he apologized.
Yeah,
so I go write your story about that, Tommy.
I admire him. I think that student-athletes, coaches, and administrators should be able to say whatever the heck they want.
I agree.
It would sure make my life a lot more
entertaining. Well, I was ranting and raving about this before the press conference today, but like the whole like banning kids from Twitter in 2014, I just don't get it.
Yeah, it's
you don't ban them from Twitter. You educate them as much as you possibly can.
Yeah,
that's how I look at it.
It's an uphill battle that you're never going to.
Bunch of morons. Yeah. They'll tweet anything, though. I get it. I said that badly. Not most of them aren't that way, but they're always an 18-year-old who's not going to have the great judgment.
I know how dumb college kids can be. They run in front of my car on the way to Iowa State. They're like deer.
I still tweet things I probably shouldn't.
I'm
a 30-year-old man.
Yeah, if I had Twitter back then, tweeted and
horrible.
The pictures, God, my parents would disown me again.
Again?
They pretty much did in the past.
Yeah.
We won't go there.
Oklahoma State is at Kansas, the Weissless Kansas Jayhawks. 20-point favorites are the Cowboys.
It probably should be more. I mean, Kansas is right in the middle of probably a quarterback controversy.
Kansas's defense isn't that bad.
No, but once again, you talk about an offense that's just asking to be shut out every week. They have no life to them. It looks like they are trying to find a quarterback there too.
They've been trying to find a quarterback for 10 years.
Yeah, they've been trying, and they're going to be trying to find a new head coach too. Yeah. So
do you buy Jim Harbaugh going to Kansas?
No. I don't understand why any big name would want to go there.
Remember when Jim Harbaugh almost became the Iowa State coach?
I remember that rumor, but Iowa State fans got lucky and got Gene Chizik.
The names that came up there, Jim Harbaugh, Brian Kelly.
What's his name? Even Ditka. Ditka popped up. Remember
Peterson
that rumor?
Peterson interviewed him. I do remember that. And Art Briles. Do you realize like how different my life would be if Art Briles would have gotten that job?
Yeah, but can you know, let's be honest. That's probably a stepping stone job for him. He's a Texas guy born, bred, and water fed.
Do you realize just the fact that I would know Art Briles on a personal level, how great that would be?
It'd be like me knowing Cliff Kingsbury.
It would be. Well, you got your shot here in a few weeks.
So pumped.
Be like, hey, Cliff, what time are you guys getting in on the teleconference? Yeah. What time are you guys getting in? I'll take you out to dinner on Friday.
Him and I had a nice chat on the teleconference last year. He called me sir.
Wow. If he only knew.
Yeah.
If he only knew.
All right. That guy wondered.
Big game of the weekend, Tommy, right here.
Yeah.
Texas Christian University, fresh off that win over Oklahoma, goes to Baylor. 10-point favorites are the the Bears.
That is going to be an unbelievably entertaining game to watch. But once again, right now, Baylor, they kind of did scuffle a little bit scoring-wise on Saturday. They're going to be fine. Look, until somebody beats them.
Game is in Waco. That's the key.
Yeah, exactly. You can't convince me that somebody else can beat them.
They got that aggressive defense.
Yeah.
This TCU.
But Baylor has Bryce Petty, who can do no wrong.
Iowa Clinic Men's Center podcast, iamenscenter.com. I'll let you go here soon, Tommy, so that way I know Jamie Pollard's going to be on the coach's show tonight. I'm sure is your job with beat writer at the Des Moines Register. You probably want to listen to that.
Mm.
I know that I would like to listen to that at 6:30 this evening. Most of you probably listening to this on a Tuesday. I want to remind you to be a man and go to the doctor. Tommy, you would just quickly, you went to the men's basketball media day. Are you going to cover basketball this year? What's going on?
I'm not 100% sure there. Okay. I don't even know where I'm going to be tomorrow.
Well, hopefully you'll be recording the Cyclone Scuttlebutt.
Although, like we kind of mentioned, I have some other obligations, but we won't go there.
Probably best to stay away.
I helped out towards the end of last year, so. Great news, fanatics. You may be seeing more of me. Every one of them are clicking off the podcast right now. And Matt outside
Tommy,
is just like posting my picture up and throwing darts at.
I feel bad because most of the fanatics, if you're listening to the podcast, go into the thread. Tell Tommy you love him, please.
We are just encouraging.
He's really down. He's really down right now.
I appreciate all criticism and feedback. It hits my wife more.
That's weird how that happens. You remember after the North Dakota State game where the Fanatics turned on me and just persecuted me on that thread?
See, so, if you can't live in that Fanatic world, how the hell am I going to last a minute?
So what happened, though, like, it didn't really bother me because I knew that, like, the diehard, the majority of people were,
sure.
I mean, it was a vocal minority, which is fine. Here's what's funny, because I picked Iowa State. I said they probably go 4-8 or 5-7.
Yeah.
I never once. If Peterson picks them to go 6-6, no. But I'm the homer.
Yeah.
But I'm the homer. You know what I mean? But whatever. So I didn't even know. I didn't even tell my wife about it. And I was sitting down here watching the Baylor, because I'm an Art Briles guy, by the way. Watching Baylor SMU that night. It was like that month, the Sunday of what? And I walk upstairs and my wife was reading that thread. It did not go over well. Somebody had texted her and be like, dude, is Chris okay? He's just getting killed on his website.
Yeah. But
the wives take it hard. You got to keep them away from the internet.
You know, I remember last year I did, I did the story about why I voted for Jameis Winston. And that was the one where I probably took the most
You
comments.
Probably got some vile because of the rape stuff, the
yep.
accusations.
Couple people said I look like Zach Galifianakis.
That's a good thing.
And when I have longer hair, I'll be the first to say I see it.
Can be so mean.
Like, maybe a couple of fat
gosh
jokes and
I,
stuff
you know
like
what?
That.
I think
it's kind of funny.
I saw it on Twitter today, though, and this actually bothered me. And I don't know who this girl was, but I follow like this fitness thing.
Yeah.
And this girl posted a picture of like her before and after over the span of like a month and like her stomach. And I mean, noticeably, much better shape. Looked
you'll
good.
You'll have to send me this photo.
So I went and no, it's not like a supermodel. I mean, it's a normal guy.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah, of course.
And I go and look at like the responses, and there's like the first five ones are people like, "You're still fat," and it's just like, you know what? Just because you're on Twitter doesn't give you the right to just be a dick to everybody. I'm
How
sorry.
About the guy that tweeted to Jamie Paul?
Yeah, guys like that. That's what I'm talking about. He told him to get Ebola or whatever.
Yeah.
And then I got one on late Saturday night. I don't know if it was a hawk troll or what. I didn't really give it too much. But he goes, "You want to fight me?" And then it was used. It was a word that rhymes with wussy that is referring to the female anatomy.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, what is your problem, dude? Get a life. Like, it's amazing to me how little of a life some of these people have.
Did you respond back to him?
No, I'm not going to give that guy the time of day.
What I wonder what he would have done if you said, like, yes, I would love to. Let's meet in the Target parking lot at 7:15.
This is true.
You probably,
let's do it. I'm bringing Tron. Yeah. No, my point, it's just the whole Twitter thing. It's like, just because you're on Twitter doesn't mean, that doesn't give you the right to just be a total jerk to everybody.
Everybody has an opinion nowadays.
And that's fine. Like, I'm fine with opinions. Don't be a jerk.
Yeah, yeah. Play nice, people.
Yeah, let's all
and
be friends.
I like Matt Atsai or whatever his name is.
He's a good guy. Good poster.
I will, you know, good. He is encouraging me to work on my podcast game.
Get to work, brother. It was a solid effort out of you today.
I felt good about this. Yep. You know, I tried to take it one opinion, one analysis at a time.
I think you're.
I got tripped up on a few points.
I think no, you're
some of the big 12
picks. Don't second
guess
it, bro. Don't you were flawless.
Yeah,
you were flawless. Thank you.
Thanks.
He's good. Tommy Birch, Des Moines Register. We'll do the Cyclone Scuttlebutt. We'll record it on Tuesday. You can watch that video at DesMoinesRegister.com, probably Tuesday night.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be up by Tuesday night, yeah. Thanks to the Iowa Clinic Men's Center for sponsoring the podcast, IAMenCenter.com. We'll be back next week. Actually, Wednesday, Rob Gray will be in for another podcast. Thursday night, Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show. Jeff Woody, Brent Bloom. I believe that's all we have on tap for right now. Rob's got a bunch of good stuff he's cooking up, too. We'll have more hoop stuff from last week as well. So long, everybody.